KQED.
We'll have to switch to Muni now and head to San Francisco's Fillmore neighborhood for our next story. It was once called the Harlem of the West, but since the 1970s, the Fillmore has undergone significant changes. As its original residents and black-owned businesses have been pushed out, the Fillmore is struggling to hold on to its identity. Still, the Third Baptist Church remains a force in the community, and it was recently designated a city landmark. From our partners at WGBH and the Ground Truth Project, Rachel Kramer reports.
On a Sunday morning, Third Baptist Church is filling up with congregants. Women in colorful hats and men in suits greet old friends. Soft morning light streams through the tall sanctuary windows as an organist plays.
This fine congregation of congregants are gathered to bring to you enlightenment, encouragement, and hopefully you will become engaged. Engaged in the spiritual moments that we will have together.
Amos C. Brown has been the Reverend at Third Baptist Church for the last four decades. Brown says the church began in response to racism.
It began out of struggle, unlike an ordinary church. It was not just about personal salvation. It was about the salvation of the people.
In the mid-1800s, African Americans who attended the predominantly white First Baptist Church in San Francisco were relegated to the balcony. They were last to the altar for prayer and to receive communion.
They didn't find freedom, dignity, and respect in what was to have been the house of the Lord.
So in 1852, a small group of churchgoers broke away and formed the first Black Baptist Church west of the Rockies. After moving several times around the city, the church found a home in the Fillmore District in 1952. When Brown arrived 40 years ago, the Fillmore was a thriving center for jazz and African-American entrepreneurs.
Great performers came west to perform here. Nat King Cole, Eartha Kitt, Count Basie. Blacks owned hotels in this area, grocery stores, filling stations.
But the nationwide trend of urban renewal was changing that. San Francisco's redevelopment agency said it would decrease crime and improve economic opportunity.
They had to find a scheme, a public policy, to get rid of us. And that was when redevelopment emerged, which was actually black removal.
The city used eminent domain to displace thousands of mostly African-American families to rebuild large portions around Fillmore Street. It created a certificate program to give displaced business owners preference to move back into the neighborhood.
But they did not keep the promise. They didn't even know where the certificate holders were. And what did we end up with?
From 1970 to 2010, the population of African Americans living in San Francisco dropped by about half, and most of the black-owned businesses have left. After seeing all of this change, Brown led an effort to get landmark status for Third Baptist Church. The designation, which the mayor signed last month, protects the building from ever being altered or demolished. But saving the building isn't the same thing as saving the church community. Membership has dropped and some people have to commute from as far as San Jose to attend services. Brown says the landmark status means the city officially recognizes that African Americans have been a significant part of San Francisco's history.
It will mean that gentrification will not be able to, in any way, mess with this property. This will perpetually, as long as this earth is here, be the site of Third Baptist Church.
For KQED, I'm Rachel Kramer in San Francisco.
The story came to us from Crossing the Divide, a cross-country reporting road trip from WGBH and the Ground Truth Project.